HYY in Philadelphia.
Buckle up, Ellenerds. It's the Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero...
I'm on board the space shuttle. Megaborg CEO Angela Brandt shot me into space.
Megaborg is claiming the crash was an accident.
Where am I?
You're aboard the Bonnie Lash, the finest cargo ship to sail the Shimmering Sea.
Captain Shaunery, can you take me back to Union City?
Oh, that's quite impossible. But you know, I could use a good first mate.
What was that?
It sounded like we hit something.
Like an iceberg?
Or more likely, something hit us. I can think of only one thing, Eleanor. Pirates.
This is the United States Coast Guard. Stop your engines and prepare to be boarded.
Oh, that's much worse.
The Coast Guard? Why is the Coast Guard trying to board a cargo ship?
Well, Eleanor, the ship is carrying lots of cargo, but one could also say it's smuggling lots of stolen cargo.
Stolen cargo? You're a smuggler?
Yes. What an astute conclusion that I've just led you to. You're welcome for pulling you out of the ocean and saving your life, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry that you're getting caught for smuggling stolen cargo. Poor you. How can I help you?
Well, now that you mention it, can you fly a helicopter?
Actually, I can. I learned how for a story I did on homemade helicopter enthusiasts.
Excellent. This ship carries an emergency helicopter. It's two decks up. If we hurry, we can get to it before the Coast Guard boards us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why would I help you escape? You're breaking the law.
I'll have you know we're smuggling medicine for needy third world villages. And did I mention you're welcome for saving your life?
Yes, thank you for...
And do you really think the Coast Guard would believe that my first mate knew nothing of the smuggling?
I'm not your first mate.
As captain of this vessel, I do so name you first mate. There. Now, as first mate, I order you to fly your captain out of here. Please.
Captain Shaunery, I've got to get back to Union City. I don't have time for this.
Then let's go. Look, best case scenario. The Coast Guard detains you for weeks while they sort out who's who and what's what. You fly the helicopter and I'll navigate us back to Union City. But we've got to get out of here.
Well, if you were just transporting medicine for poor people...
Follow me!
What's going on out here?
The Coast Guard is trying to stop the ship. They're using sound cannons and water jets.
Cut your engines.
This way. It'll take more than that to break our spirits, you swine.
Ugh! What are they doing now?
They're throwing fish guts at us.
Yeah!
Yes, diabolical. It's as though they're turning the sea itself against us. Keep them busy, men! Every one of you deserves a medal! They never did like me. Quick, Eleanor, into the chopper.
You are in violation of...
Ha ha! It's working!
Yes, we're successfully running away. Which way to Union City?
Head for the sunset, Eleanor. The sunset and your destiny.
Okay, west. You can just say west.
And here we are, Union City, just as I promised. I believe that's your radio station there with the satellite dish.
10-4, brace yourself for landing.
This has been a memorable adventure.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for your help, I guess.
No, it is I who should be thanking you, Eleanor.
No kidding.
And now our journey is at an end. I should probably mention I'm not really a sea captain. I had only been on board the ship for a day or so before you arrived.
What? What about the medicine you were smuggling?
Did I say medicine? I believe it was actually flat-screen televisions. You see, Eleanor, I do a lot of odd jobs. I'm a man of many skills, and smuggling electronics is only one of them. And now, I must say farewell. May our paths cross again someday.
Okay, bye.
I'll always remember you.
See ya.
Goodbye, Eleanor.
Okay, bye.
Text me.
Bye.
I want across-the-board coverage and get sources. And another thing, give me a kale salad, no dressing, and a hard-boiled egg.
Hi, boss.
Eleanor, you're back. Amazing. Do you have my salad?
What? No, I just came across the ocean.
Barry, get in here. Eleanor's back. And check on my salad. Now, Eleanor, we've got a Megaborg-sized problem. Angela Brandt is denying all involvement in the shuttle crash. And you have no proof that she tried to shoot you into space.
No, except that I witnessed her try to shoot me into space.
Eleanor, get with the times. We need proof or it never happened. Brandt probably has special effects geniuses making a video of her in the Bahamas at the time of the launch.
This is so frustrating. I won't let Angela Brandt get away with this.
Eleanor, thank goodness you're all right.
Thank you. Thank you, Barry.
Yes, yes, yes. We're all very glad you're okay. Barry, where's my salad?
What? It's on the way. So, Eleanor, how'd you get here? I thought you were on a cargo ship.
I literally flew here in a helicopter and landed on the roof.
Boring old news. It's time to move forward. Get back on your feet. Get to your next story.
Mr. Richmond, I just got here.
Oh, Eleanor, I'm sorry. Are you tired?
Yeah. I'm a little tired.
Can we get some nice herbal tea? Barry, get Eleanor a blanket!
I don't need a blanket. I just figured a nap, maybe something to eat. My phone was wrecked and I haven't called my mom.
Aha! That's something I can help with. I figured your phone probably didn't survive the crash, so I got you this brand new top-of-the-line smartphone.
Hey, thanks, Barry. That's very thoughtful. Wait a second. This is a Megablork smartphone.
I can't help it if they make the best stuff, Eleanor. Seriously, it's way better than anything else out there. It's got a great camera, a high-quality microphone, and state-of-the-art artificial intelligence. Say hello.
Hello, Eleanor Amplified.
Wait, it's got other voices.
Hello, Eleanor Amplified.
No.
Hello, Eleanor Amplified.
Guten Morgen, wie geht es Ihnen, Eleanor Amplified?
Hello, Eleanor Amplified.
Okay, that one works.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I am the Megablurg 5000 SL Limited Edition smartphone.
That's great. I'll call you phone.
All right.
It can even fact-check your stories. I mean, I'm sure it's not as fast as I am.
Phone, what's the capital of Burundi?
Oh, I actually know this. It's,
Bujumbura.
Bujumbura. Yeah, that's it. I knew that.
Phone, what's the speed of sound?
Oh. I definitely know this one. It's,
340.29 meters per second.
340.29. Oh, I knew that too. So, you know what? Maybe this phone isn't so great after all.
I don't know, Barry. I like it. Thanks.
Are you sure? I can probably get you a better one.
I am the best phone currently available everywhere.
I doubt that.
Barry, get over it. You're replaceable. Now, can we please talk about your next story?
Boss, I can't give up on the Megablurg story. I'm going to bring that company down.
Of course you're not giving up on the Megablurg story. We've got to come at Megablurg and Angela Brandt from another angle. And I think it starts with Davis McSpade.
Davis McSpade? The Channel 9 news reporter?
Didn't you call him your nemesis when he scooped you on that City Hall corruption story last year?
McSpade? Nemesis? That guy?
Well, he's disappeared.
Disappeared?
That's right. The last anyone heard from him was at that press conference with Angela Brandt when he asked her about a mysterious jungle compound.
Right. And Angela Brandt didn't like that too much.
Miss Amplified, you've received a voicemail 12 hours ago from a Davis McSpade.
What?
That's not really uncommon. He likes to call me and brag about stories he's breaking or awards he's getting. Phone, play the message on speaker.
What is that?
It must have been a butt dial.
Phone, where did that call come from?
The call was placed from 21 degrees south latitude, 107 degrees east longitude, off the coast of Australia, on Scary, Dangerous Jungle Island.
That's the island's name?
Yes.
Do you think Davis went to try and investigate that secret Megablurg jungle compound?
Whatever he did, it sounds like he's in danger.
Eleanor, I think it's pretty clear what has to happen here. First, find out what happened to my kale salad. Second, you and Barry are going to rescue Davis McSpade and uncover what Megablurg and Angela Brandt are up to. I'm sending you to Scary, Dangerous Jungle Island.
Can Eleanor and Barry rescue Davis McSpade from a deadly jungle? I hope they've gotten all their shots. And will Mr. Richmond ever get his kale salad? Find out next time on The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified.
The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified is a production of WHYY in Philadelphia and made possible by a generous gift from the Sutherland Family Foundation. Would you like to get a newsletter or just keep in touch? Leave us your email at eleanoramplified.com.